KSDP 830 AM, Sandpoint, Alaska, and K201DA 88.1 FM, King Cove.
Yola has turned over a new leaf on her latest EP. You want it, control. The British-born singer and songwriter cuts a new path on the appropriately titled My Way, a chance for her to embrace the music she produced coming up in London's broken beat scene.
I lost my voice. I didn't get a chance to complete what I felt like was my time in that scene.
My Way embraces a whole host of sounds you'd never confuse for Americana or country. She says when she came to the States, she was pressured to be a vessel for the producer she was working with.
The number of times that I've wanted to say to somebody, if you want to do this thing, why don't you sign yourself and you do it? But no, they need my body to do it.
Coming up, Yola pulls no punches and introduces us to her new sound live in studio. I'm Kaleo. This is World Cafe. I loved getting into this conversation with Yola, learning a lot about where she came from musically, which in the 90s in the UK involved some really cool sounds. And this band was at the forefront of a lot of them. Here's Massive Attack. From NPR, it's World Cafe. Hey, I'm Kaleo. First impressions are huge. They can be the thing standing between you and a new job, a first date, a record deal. They can also be wildly misleading, showing us what we want to see rather than what or who is truly standing right in front of us. Take Yola. I gotta walk through the fire of love. Walk through the fire of love. A lot of us first met the British singer-songwriter in 2019. Her debut album, Walk Through Fire, blew us away with its soulful Americana and country blues sound, plus a story ready-made for Hollywood.
We didn't grow up with much, you know. It was like music and then going out and climbing trees and then more music and then whittling something and then some more music.
That bite from our 2019 interview with her was just a first impression. Bill is back with a new EP aptly titled My Way. And she's my guest today on The Cafe. You wanted my soul. We're going to get into her new sound, also getting started in the UK electronic music scene, and breaking free from what she calls creative dictatorships. But first, you need to hear some of this new music. Performed live for World Cafe, it's Yola with Symphony. Record just puts a huge smile on my face. It's Yola performing live for World Cafe. Song's called Symphony. It's from her new EP, My Way. And while it's only five songs, it feels bigger. Feels like a declaration. So I asked Yola, what did you want to do with My Way?
I'm not centering on anything other than my journey.
Got it.
Huh? Because a lot of what is expected of an artist that is a plus-size, dark-skinned woman is to center on anyone but herself. because of the mammy paradigm of service, of expected service. And so, like, I have to aggressively center on my experience to get any level of authenticity. And so,
is that to avoid being marginalized or being exotified or something like that?
It's actually to have fun.
Okay.
Seriously, rotted. I mean, that's the function. It's like, you can't have fun when your whole life is about someone else.
Before My Way, Yola says she never really had the chance to share the story of her come up, you know, how she got her start in music. And a big part of that story took place way before she immigrated to the U.S.
Back in the mid-2000s, I know, like, how could I be? I would have been only, like, 5 years old, right?
Like, sure.
That era was a really, really, like, important time for music in the U.K. But I gotta get up. At the time of me being involved in that scene, I feel like that's where I cut my teeth and where I got a lot of the things that, like, made me want to pursue music.
A lot of this activity was going down at a complex of studios called the Saga Center in West London.
There was another band down there called Four Hero, and they were, like, putting out collaborations with, like, Jill Scott and Ursula Rucker. And I was like, I was listening to both those artists, especially in the early 2000s, like, because Who Is Jill Scott had come out.
Yola quickly became a player in London's electronic music scene, joining the Broken Beat collective Bugs in the Attic.
There was just all of these new genres coming down and coming up, and Broken Beat kind of got choked out of that because you kind of had to be a bad jazzer and, like, trained within an inch of your life to have a hope of even participating in it as a genre. The music was mad groovy, mm-hmm. but you kind of had to be Prince to kind of get into it. And so a lot of the people, like the producers and the players, were savants. Yeah. A lot of the singers were genius.
So how would you describe Broken Beat to someone listening, you know?
I'd say there's definitely a lot of, like, that kind of red groove soul in it.
Yeah.
A lot of, like, 80s soul aesthetic in it. But then a lot of it is rooted in jazz. Mm-hmm. It's like jazz-rooted kind of Afro-beaty dance music.
Yeah, and it's genre fluid, as you
it's
often like to say.
Profoundly fluid. So when people are like, so genre fluid, what is that? Why are you like this? I'm like, because I've done been like this since 2004. Like, I don't have to break it to you guys, but it's this ain't new.
She saw firsthand the way music gets tossed back and forth across the Atlantic, transforming into something totally new.
As Brits, we absorb music like this anyway, mm-hmm. because, like, we don't get it, like, all genred from America. Like, if we think of it as almost like arriving at vanishing point, you know?
Yeah.
Something comes from Louisiana, something comes from New York, and then by the time it reaches us, that vanishing point, and they feel so much closer. That perspective really gives you that sense of the relation and the proximity of, like, the influence. So we like to draw the through lines because we ain't from here. And so it does change. But also, you'll notice every time Brits interact with something, they add some weird spice, and then we hand it back to Americans, go, what do you think about that? And, like, Broken Beat was no different. I got nodules and I lost my voice for, like, a year and a half. I couldn't speak for 2 months. Whoa. And I had to, like, walk around with, like, a whiteboard and just, like, write on it. And when I came back to having kind of, like, fixed my voice, the scene had been kind of, all the air had been suffocated out of it.
Yola's time in Bugs in the Attic and working as a producer in London weren't just a blip in her career. It was formative.
That was a genesis of Black British culture, And so in the same way as, like, you know, in America you have hip hop coming up in the 80s and 90s, like, we were trying to build our identity as first generation, you know?
If you've only listened to Yola's debut album, you probably are wondering, where were those sounds? Well, she had a plan to make her way back there.
Back to life, back to the present time, back from a fantasy, yes. Tell me now, take the initiative, I'll leave it in your hands until you're ready, yeah.
And I've been being very, very unsubtle about the direction. So by the time I even, like, hinted at, like, I was going to be doing something different, my fans were like, duh. we already know. Like, so if you've been to a show, or you've been looking at how I post, or just you've been paying, like, real attention,
right,
you would have been profoundly unsurprised.
Right. You would be more surprised if there was a third record that
was
sounded like the first.
Yeah, exactly. If I went straight back to the first one, you would have been literally gobsmacked. That's kind of really what I'm trying to manifest, is an understanding of what it was like to be, you know, a Black British millennial, you know, and what it sounded like. Because, like I said, I lost my voice and I didn't get a chance to complete what I felt like was my time in that scene.
It's a little bit of Yola covering Soul to Soul's Back to Life. You're listening to World Cafe. I'm Kaleo. We've got more to get into with Yola, including breaking free from what she calls creative dictatorships.
And the number of times that I've wanted to say to somebody, if you want to do this thing, why don't you sign yourself and you do it?
Yeah.
But no, they need my body to do it.
But first, let's listen to another live performance. Here's My Way. It's Yola on World Cafe. Recorded live in studio here in Philly, it is Yola with My Way. It's the title track to her new EP. When we come back, Yola talks about leaving her old label and the joy of making music with a collaborator that just gets it. That's in a minute on World Cafe. Welcome back. It's World Cafe. I've missed you. I'm glad you're back because we're continuing our conversation and session with Yola, whose new EP is called My Way. It's her first project following her split from Easy Eye Sound, the label owned by Dan Auerbach of the Black Keys. Auerbach also produced her first two records. Yola says My Way is a fresh start, the result of asserting more control over her music and her story.
I've had the bargaining power to restructure everything in my team so that I can actually use all of my skills, because I spent a decent amount of my life, alongside being in Bugs in the Attic, being in a production team doing sample replays for about 16 years. So that involves a lot of production knowledge, and I didn't really get much chance to use any of it. So you get to hear me as a producer now as well.
While talking about the song Future Enemies, Yola gushes about her collaborators Sean Douglas and Zachary Skelton.
Like, just the most immaculate vibes.
Had you met them before walking in? Ooh, so like a producer blind date, and you're working.
Yeah, and I was talking to a manager at the time, and I was like, find me some, like, immaculate vibes.
The vibes haven't always been this immaculate. While her approach is now free of what she calls creative dictatorships, that hasn't always been the case. When talking about her past collaborations, she coined a word.
Skin suiting, a verb that means someone trying to put you on like a skin suit and walk your body through their dreams, to live vicariously through your skill set with no thought to what you want to do or your plan for your own life. So an idea of hijacking your life, essentially like Get Out, the movie. But people are collaborators a lot of the time. They don't know that they don't know how to collaborate, in the same way as people don't know about consent sometimes.
Yeah.
Because they don't know how to not be rapacious in their collaborative skills. There have been many times in my life where people aren't looking to engage with you because they're too busy in their own head thinking about their plan for you,
yeah,
more than actually looking at you to figure out what you're thinking. So when I met Sean and Zach, they had none of that energy. None of that, I have a dream for your skills. It was like, I'm just curious about what you want to do.
A pair of collaborators who can toss ideas back and forth, who can play creative catch. Yola says working with Skelton and Douglas has been totally life-changing.
To be open, like truly open. It's one of the most revelatory feelings that you'll get as a writer. One of the most joyful feelings, and that translates itself into the music. And I think one of the things that can be really contagious about listening to music is hearing that joy caught. Like, I'm not really thinking hard. I'm really trying to not think, actually. I'm trying to not use my prefrontal cortex and use my superior colliculus.
Right, and let it, and feel the lyrics come to you.
Yeah, because they'll percolate through all the things you're not paying attention to. And so, like, that's what I'm trying to do. Zach's, like, literally, like, a million hands doing things. Sean's on the piano going, "What? Are these the chords? And so we're all kind of, like, nutty professoring this whole situation out. And that is the most joyful interaction I've ever had in music, bar none.
Wow. That's incredible. That's really great. And you deserve it. It should have been sooner.
Yeah, it should have been
sooner, right?
Yeah, it should have been.
Well, More with Yola, but in a moment, a song about maybe some of the people that she just spoke about. It's called Future Enemies.
Yeah, hey!
Recorded live for World Cafe. Live at World Cafe in Philadelphia, it's Yola with Future Enemies, a song from her new EP, My Way. This is World Cafe. I'm Stephen Kaleo. Let's get back into our conversation with Yola. As we've talked over the last few minutes, you know, having that autonomy, having that creative control, not being someone else's avatar, it's clearly very important to you. You've been at this, as you pointed out, working in production for, you know, over two decades of being a musician. When did that become a priority for you? Because some artists come out of the gate going, I'm always going to do it my way. Mm-hmm. And then sometimes it takes them building themselves up or dealing with some BS for them to sort of like activate that. Wait a minute, I'm not doing this the way I want to do it.
Yeah, I feel like it was a little bit of an arc because I just think that the 20s generally are just like a cluster. of like self-loathing and just like
saying yes to everything.
Yeah, and just you, and we all do. We've all made those mistakes. Sure. We all know what it is. Like, it's not our fault. We're just figuring it out, you know. And so I think just time is part of it. Also, I think losing my mum was part of it, because we didn't have the easiest relationship by any stretch of the imagination. And like the kind of finality, there's something psychological that happens. And like there's this weird clarity that you get, mm-hmm. where like, one, no one can talk BS to you at all. Like this weird like third eye opens and you can see BS from 8,000 miles off. And it gives you like this ability to kind of at least imagine what you want your life to be like, mm-hmm. or all the things that you would willingly tolerate for the next stage of your life. Right. And I feel like that mindset really started making me at least look to cultivate something more sustainable, in full recognition that it wasn't just going to happen like that.
Fast forward to present day, Yola has cultivated some amazing opportunities. When we last talked, she was gushing about playing Sister Rosetta Tharpe in Elvis. And since then, Yola's moved from the screen back to the stage, playing Persephone in the Broadway version of Hadestown.
It was physically agonizing and emotionally quite intriguing, because you have to keep digging back into the well for a new emotion on the same thing. You need a new emotion. You have to have a new emotion. You've got to search for it. Even if it isn't there, you have to manufacture one. If you're vapid, it's going to be really tough for you.
Wow.
And if you're a little bit unhinged, it's going to be very, 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 like, emotionally draining for you. Mm-hmm. If you're somewhere in the middle, then you'll be able to excavate something. But you're like, what it doesn't take from your mind, it will take from your body.
As physically demanding as Hadestown was, Yola was ready for it. Her turn in Elvis made sure of that.
So when they go, hey, do you want to do a 12-hour rehearsal to get ready in a month to like hit the stage and dance for 2.5 hours and or 5 hours, depending on like if it's a 2-show day or a 1-show day, I'm like, this feels oddly familiar.
Right.
But it's just like the same but cardio edition. It is hardcore and it's 6 days a week,
yeah,
and 8 shows in 6. And so like my legs were like, they were like, who do you think you are, girl? I lost 10 inches in 6 weeks.
Wow.
Not because I was looking to lose, but like, just, it was just inevitable that that was going to happen. And so like, that's telling you exactly how hardcore it is. If you want like a measurement of how utterly brutalizing the Persephone run is, like, that's a decent measurement to go by.
6 feet under, getting under your skin. Cabin fever is setting in. You're still crazy, stuck in a rut. You use a little pick me up. I can give you what it is you crave. A little something from the good old.
That's a bit of Yola as Persephone from the Broadway musical Hadestown. I'm talking to Yola on the cafe about her new EP, My Way. We've got one more performance to get to. And when I first heard Ready, I figured, oh, it's tropical, sandy beaches, palm trees, gentle waves rolling in, all vibes. But Yola pointed out, not those kind of vibes. There's a lot more to the song.
So my mother was technically post what would be considered, so I think Windrush was like 50s and 60s, but they were still bringing people over from the Caribbean colonies and Africa and India, but like my experience very much with Caribbean people, to the UK in the 70s. So both my parents from, you know, my mother from Barbados, my father from Ghana, came over in the 70s in that era where, you know, Europeans lost a lot of people in Second World War, and the whole function of the Windrush was to go to the colony to try and replenish.
Repopulate?
It's more like replenishing people that worked in the civil service or worked in national health or like things like that, you
Interesting,
know?
Interesting, yeah, yeah.
Yeah, they needed help.
The Windrush generation refers to Caribbean immigrants that resettled in the United Kingdom between 1948 and 1971. It's named after a ship that carried more than 1,000 people from Jamaica to London.
they came over from the UK to like places like Barbados, where my mother was, with a video, a promotional video of come to the UK and do this, shot on the sunniest day of the year. I don't know if any of you have been to the UK. I don't know if you've been to the UK. But if you have, then you know that's some bull. Someone's playing tricks up in here. Where it's like, I smell the bait and switch a mile off. If English people turn on boats, don't trust them. Mummy! Mummy! They turn up on your boat again! Again! They did that one time! You already know what this is. Anyway.
So like, I was going to let you... I'm letting you cook right now.
Here they are, the freaking boats. Video full of lies. Like, you know... Cotswolds, basically where like David Beckham lives now. Like this, look how cute this place is. Like they're gonna be moving there.
Yeah, you're not right? going. You're
you
not
ain't
going
there.
There.
You're going to Hull, bro. Like you ain't going to frickin' the Cotswolds.
Yola says that despite helping rebuild post-war Britain, a lot of these immigrants later faced threats of deportation from the UK government. Ready is sort of a tongue-in-cheek response to this dark piece of British history.
Obviously, this is a kind of like definitely immigrants, child of immigrants kind of song. So you get tricked over from essentially paradise because I don't know if you've been to Bridgetown, Barbados, but it's pretty.
It's perfect.
It's perfect. So you got tricked out of heaven to go to rainy, cold hell. And then like you turn up and people are like, go back to where you came from. You're like,
oh,
I'd love to. Whilst you're at it, get off our beachfront property. And we'll go right back tomorrow. Yeah. Right back tomorrow. I won't even freaking think about it. And so that the theme is like, you know, you've got to be ready. Get on the jetty. Get back on the boat. Go back to Barbados. Do you know what? Peace. I'm good. Please send me.
Send me. I'm leaving.
Yeah, yeah. No, you're great. Like, send me back. You got to be ready. Take me. I'm good.
Let's take a listen. Performed live for World Cafe. Here's Yola and Ready. Performed live in studio, it's Yola with Ready. Her new EP, My Way, is out now. I want to thank Yola so much for joining us today. I'm Kaleo. We're back in a moment with more World Cafe. Back at World Cafe. Thanks again to Yola. It was a blast talking to her about her new EP, My Way. And that was only part of the conversation. The full director's cut is available on our YouTube page. Just find us at World Cafe. Thanks so much to our producer, Miguel Perez, for his work on the session. Here's John Legend with The Roots, Hard Times.
Crazy town, having a hard time. There's no love to
check it out.
15 years of counting, or trying to climb up the rough side of the mountain. Friends warn me I'ma have to do it without them. No problem, really, it was never about them. So my house, I never come out from, cause every day a drought, been a shadow of doubt come. I'm down to do whatever if it betters my outcome. The city's like the Autobahn barroom, waiting on Malcolm, cause people wanna see my blood flow like fountains. I got nowhere to go and still feel like bouncing. I'm looking for the closest window I can route from, or for the highest speaker box that I can shout from. And I'm hoping to feel like something that's real, but it's no hope when you are but a spoke in the wheel, a brick in the wall, trying to find an opening still, having hard times trying to climb over the hill.
So many hard times, yeah, yeah, sleeping on motel floors, yeah, yeah, knocking on my brother's door, eating Spam, Oreos, drinking Thunderbird, baby, yeah. Crazy town, having hard times, there's no love to be found. Having hard times in this crazy town, having hard times, there's no love to be found. Having hard times in this crazy town, having hard times, there's no love to be found. Having hard times in this crazy town. On motel floors, yeah, yeah, knocking on my brother's door, eating Spam and Oreos, drinking Thunderbird, baby, yeah. Yeah, I don't wanna do it no more, no, 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 I don't wanna go back there no more.
Again, we're facing off. The very first time we laid eyes on you, your mama burst into tears, and we were shaking in the medical basement, and I guess everything was on the rear. I was staring like a fool at the camera, just saying, honey, what are you doing here? It was the very first time I laid eyes on you.
Aleutian Peninsula Broadcasting is generously supported by the City of Sandpoint. Sandpoint is a first-class city in the Aleutians East Borough, located on Humboldt Harbor on the northwestern Popoff Island. Anchorage is 575 nautical miles to the northeast. The Sandpoint City Council meets the second Tuesday of every month at 7 p.m. in the City Hall Council Chambers. Contact the City of Sandpoint by calling 907-383-2696, emailing sptcity@arctic.net or visiting their website at sandpointak.com.
Now she is a little queen of space, and the men will not let her be. face, and the men will not let her be. Every time she makes a spread, fat brown coat, she just runs all over me. I'm gonna get me a gambling woman, that's the last thing that I do. Gonna get me a gambling woman, if it's the last thing that I do. Well, a man don't need a woman, too fair brown, that he got to give all his money to. Everybody says she got a moon, Jones.